Coming up on September 19th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging is presenting their 2025 Health Expo. And joining us today is Spring Raymond, the Executive Director of the agency. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, can you tell us, we were talking just before we started the interview, that this is the second year you're having this Health Expo. Is this targeted specifically for older folks, or does the broad general public have an interest here?
Broad general public is definitely welcome. It's aimed towards just health. There are a lot of, we have 60 tables, and some of those vendors will be more towards older adults. But we will have vaccinations available. We'll have the flu shot, the COVID. They're doing RSV shots, blood pressure checks. So really any age can come. Anyone is welcome.
Now, generally, what is the service area we're looking at here? Just the northwest corner or the folks you're looking for to attend?
Anyone can attend. We cover at Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, we cover 41 towns. So we're kind of in the corner there, but I'm hoping to have individuals from all of those towns show up that day. So it's open to the public in general, but I'm thinking here in our northwest corner.
And let's talk a bit about the health screenings. What exactly are we screening?
So we will have blood pressure checks. We have somebody doing that. And we'll have a lot of information available for other health screenings. We'll have some community health centers here to talk to people about various things. So I think whatever somebody brings, hopefully we can connect them with the right people here at the event.
Yeah, so a big part of this is connecting people with resources, be they health, insurance, payment type things. Are these
Absolutely.
Things in the scope?
So we have our choices counselors here. And they will help, maybe not that day, but they can get you signed up to help you with Medicare enrollments for Medicare. For some of those aging, we have a lot of guidance on if you're turning 65 soon. So we have a whole team of professionals that work in that field that will have a table here.
Yeah, and once you turn 65, the whole picture changes on how you get your health care, which maybe people who aren't there yet. I happen to be there. and it was like an eye opener. Suddenly the whole package is different. And of course, they're telling you that now you're at an age where there's all types of recommendations of checking this and checking that to try and stay ahead of something that might come.
Open enrollment's coming up, so that's really important.
And that's for both Medicare and Medicaid, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Are you going to have folks that can help people navigate that? I mean, some people do real well with it. I think most of it is online now. So will there be people available to kind of show them how to work through these sites and what they should have handy when they log on?
Absolutely. We will have a table with choices. Our choices team, which are all trained professionals that can help walk anyone through the process.
Now, what are some of the vendors that you're going to have available?
The community health centers will be here. There's some long-term care and support services. There's 60 tables. We'll have people here working with Alzheimer's dementia, a lot around caregiver support here. So I like to see a nice turnout from caregivers if they could come. I think they'll find it useful.
So many times as people get into the elderly area, we're more in need of help from people in all directions, and it sounds like you're going to have people there to help with the psychological events that may occur, the diseases that start kind of chewing away at you, if you will, and helping people to train people to help their elderly get through some of these things.
Absolutely. And provide that support for the care, you know, the person taking care of maybe an older parent that is struggling. You know, it's a difficult job, and they need support and they need respite. And so we have those resources here.
When you're taking care of folks like that too, there's the choice of whether you're doing it in their own home, which in many cases people want to be in their own home, and that changes the dynamic completely, as opposed to them being in a place that is equipped and ready to handle their needs as they come about.
Absolutely. So we also have resources for that. So we have our service navigators. We'll be here with our AD resource center as well. So they would be able to help with, say, a walker, or if you need support around getting a door for the tub so that your parent, for example, could get in and out of the tub safely. Things that you maybe don't think about, but getting in and out of the tub when you get older maybe is a challenge and will keep you from living in your home. So we want to keep people in their homes. If that's where they'd like to be, we want to keep them there. So we have resources available to the caregiver and the individuals needing care around how to keep them in their homes.
And outside of the general services we're talking about, you're also making this event kind of fun too, with food trucks and
yes,
and volunteer opportunities, music, raffles, and giveaways.
Yes. Absolutely. And we always have fun here. We have a great team. And I'm sure we have music plans. We are working on our the sound system for that. Raffles, so the tables will have raffles. We have the food truck, which is exciting. Some refreshments, lots of freebies, lots of giveaways, and just a really great community of people that really genuinely work together, work well together, and support the community. So it's a nice reunion for all of us out there doing the work too.
Yeah, and for those of you who may be just tuning in on this, we're talking to Spring Raymond of the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging about the 2025 Health Expo that will take place on Friday, September 19th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their location in Waterbury, 84 Progress Lane. This will be on the second floor. Do people need to make any kind of a reservation, or they just come along and you're going to take them in?
Yep, they come along. We have some individuals who volunteer to do parking and guide people with parking. We have some handicapped access as well. We're handicapped accessible to get into the building. So you just finding us is we're on 84 Progress Lane, like you said. So you want to go to the back end of the health center. They have a health center in the front, but if you go to the back end across the street from the Frito-Lay factory and up the hill. So we'll have some people out there with some signs too.
Of course, people coming in, a lot of people come in off of Route 8, I imagine. So
yes, yeah. Yep, exactly. They come in, so you're going to take a, coming off Route 8 and go up. I know I come from, you know, the Harwinton area. So you take a right off the exit and it's your second left, and that's Progress Lane. So
there you go.
So I hope to see, I really am hopeful that the community takes advantage of these and the shots. I just found out this morning, I just signed the contract for that. So I was excited to offer all of those possible vaccinations as well.
How many vaccinations would you give a person at a time? Is this something that needs to be spread out, or?
I would think so. I don't think we'd want to do that to ourselves.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I was saying that this morning. I said, well, that's great, but I don't think we want to do all five, you know, or.
Well, sometimes, you know, it gets a bit confusing. I know when I was sitting waiting on a prescription the other day, I'm looking at the banner in the pharmacy, which is saying, get all four of these shots. And you're looking at it saying, do I get them all at the same time? Or, you know,
exactly.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but you offer that. And of course, I imagine people can get follow-ups through the vendors and people you have there to arrange a schedule to get these things accomplished. Because I think, well, right now we're probably looking at flu shots as number one.
Right, since we're... flu and then COVID-19. They have the spike vax,
Yeah, that's the new one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the new one.
From Moderna, I believe. So as we wrap this up again, we've been talking with Spring Raymond, the executive director of the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. They're going to be having the 2025 Health Expo in Waterbury, 84 Progress Lane on the second floor. And that will be Friday the 19th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find health screenings, senior resources, vendors, healthcare providers, food trucks, volunteer and new opportunities, music, raffles, giveaways. So not only will you have an adventure to learn about healthcare and the things that you need to know, but you can also have some fun in the process. So we've had enjoyed talking with you today, and we hope that you have a really big event. By the way, we want to make sure, too, that you can find them at wcaaa.org. Or you can call 203-757-5449. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.